This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Behind the radio somewhere, somehow, you survived the Super Bowl. You survived a blizzard in some parts of our listening audience. Although I was never really sure that that should have been called a blizzard myself. There is plenty of travel.
It's the wind, not the snow. You know the drill.
Yeah. Does the blizzard mean something to us here in the Heartland, right?
We all think that right away. We all think, yeah, snow, but nope.
Don't use that word lightly. But it happened. And there is a travel alert that remains for northeastern North Dakota. Also, parts of the Fargo area as the wind is blowing, so be careful if you're out there. Welcome to a Monday edition, post-Super Bowl edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Reminding you, the Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive is on now through March 11th. You can find out more about that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Follow them on Facebook. A neat little article on their Facebook page yesterday about just how much energy the Super Bowl uses. No small thing, you know. When you think about 100 million people worldwide that are watching this. So.
Well, plus, and how much water gets used when the commercial breaks in?
That'd be interesting to know know that too, wouldn't it? It would. Also, there's details on the API Gumbo Cook-Off that is happening. Yours truly honored to be among the guest judges. I refuse to call myself a celebrity. Saturday and Dickinson, so that should be great fun. And the APS 19th annual, they've been doing this a lot of years. 19th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. I'll have a real live hero with me. Purple Heart recipient Rusty Ord will be along. And they have, of course, the food and the judging, and then they have a nice night of fun. Easy Street Band quality in there. Should be great fun. So take it all in. Admission's only $10. We got a raffle, tickets for that. A lot going on. So check it out. All at NorthDakotaOilCan.com and on their Facebook page as well. So I'm not a big fan of games like that. I know if you really love defense, you say, boy, what a battle of defenses. That was good, but I was bored most of the game and getting a little annoyed with turnovers. Glad with the outcome. I like Peyton Manning. Wanted to see him go out with a win, which I thought was neat, and always kind of fun to see the underdog win. So all that was good.
It was an extremely ugly game last night. Extremely ugly game.
Okay, yeah. Even for people that love defense, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos' defense was terrific. I mean, they were fantastic from the opening kickoff, but I mean, even Denver's offense was really, really stagnant the entire
game. Yeah, it was just. Yeah. I was uninspired by the game itself. I really was. So I was
interesting to note that supposedly that particular beer company did not pay to be plugged.
Yeah, because if you watch, Peyton Manning was plugging Budweiser something fierce in the post-game interview and also the post-game trophy ceremony.
I mean, the NFL's become NASCAR now. Didn't thank every sponsor at the end of the thing. Oh, I'd like to thank the,
But Budweiser is saying today, sorry, we didn't, this was no...
That
was
maybe Archie owns a piece of a distributorship or something. Maybe
didn't pay him for that, didn't, nothing, so. I like the Disney World commercial at the end. What are you going to do? I'm going to Disney World! Haven't had that for a while, have we?
The good old days.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But he was plugging Budweiser last night for sure. I was intently watching the commercials. You know, the chatter would start after, and I would just sort of like zone everybody out and focus in on the commercial. And there was one that I thought was heads and tails above the rest. I mean, the best. So tell me what you think the best commercials were. If you follow me on Twitter, you already know, because I tweeted out a few of these that were really, really good, in my opinion. But let me know what you thought, okay? Let me know. The big debate on Saturday night. I say big debate, I guess, I don't know, whether it's been eight or nine now, and this was the last one before New Hampshire, so it becomes kind of a big deal. ABC debate. One hilarious moment. Either of you guys watch this, the debate on Saturday night, or any of you seen the coverage of it after or anything?
Parts.
You know what I'm talking about? The big grand entrance of all the candidates? Did you see that at all?
Oh, yeah.
It was so bad. It was so bad. They introduced all the candidates like they normally do, and they come from behind stage, and evidently the sound system was really poor, so nobody could hear, right? So they'd say, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, and Carson would come out and or attempt to come out, and then he'd hear somebody else get introduced, so he'd think, oh, it's not me yet, so then he'd stand there, and it was just a train wreck. They just, it was really... So the end of the the end of the introductions, everybody's on stage, they're getting ready to begin, and there's three candidates still missing. So they have to go, Carson, Trump, you know, Kasich, where are you? Oh, man, it was really...
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, somebody messed up. I don't know why in the world you don't have, like, a stage manager back there going, let's go.
Supposedly, the crowd cheering was a little louder than they planned on. So, like, in rehearsals, you could hear it, but they didn't factor in that there would be a lot, you know, enough of a loud crowd.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, come on, guys. This is a detail easily gotten right.
But the, besides that little humorous moment, you know, the highlight was probably the pylon directed towards Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio really got piled on. Especially by Chris Christie. And obviously, Marco Rubio's kind of on the rise, right? He ends up third place in Iowa, doing well in New Hampshire. And so what are the candidates underneath going to do? They're going to take him on. So it was you know, Trump and Cruz were almost, I can't point to a single thing either one of them said as memorable. All I remember from the debate is, you know, left hook, right hook, punch, punch, coming from all the others directed at Marco Rubio. I don't think Rubio handled it all that well, especially one exchange with Cruz. He had some very good moments in the debate. One of them talking about conservatism. Now, I've said that before here about things that worry me about Donald Trump were, you know, when he talks, he doesn't always say something. And it was a prime example of that when he was asked about conservatism. He really didn't answer. Rubio did well. Rubio took Hillary Clinton on the life issue really well. And he also had a great rift on ISIS. But none of it made its way beyond the actual moment because everybody was focused on the fight with Chris Christie. And I would argue Chris Christie won. And Rubio didn't look good. On the other hand, I take that as a good thing in that that's why you have these debates. That's why it's a good thing to have all these candidates in this contest. Because it's steel on steel. You're sharpening those skills. Marco Rubio got nothing in the way of a punch that he won't get from Hillary Clinton if he were to be the nominee. Or Bernie Sanders or whoever. So it's, was it a pile on? Absolutely. Proved he can take a punch, I guess. That's okay. Didn't necessarily fare all that well, but we'll see whether or not that makes a difference tomorrow night. But in the long haul, in my mind, helps him. So my take on the debate, my take on the Super Bowl, watch yours to tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You can text Todd with your comments here today at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. To text us, you can email us as well, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me just tell you a little bit about our guest today on the program. We'll be, by the way, at the K-Fire Agri International 39th Annual Event, Bismarck Event Center, tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance for Giving Hearts Day. Pete Hegseth's going to be here Friday. He's a Fox News contributor. Recently done a documentary on a majority Muslim community in America. Talk about that on Friday. Today, Kelly Armstrong, chair of the Republican Party, will tell you about a big debate they have planned with all three candidates for governor. It'll take place March 9th in Bismarck. Circle your calendars. And it's a You Marry Monday. So next hour, Monsignor James Shade, president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, VP for Public Affairs. We're going to talk about the purpose of higher education, recap Catholic Schools Week, talk about the benefits of a Catholic education. Welcome your calls as well. Should be a fun one.
A lot going on. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind.
What was the best part of the Super Bowl? What was the best commercial? Who won the debate? Let me know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
But it won't be long. It'll be planting time. That's right. Farmers will be in the field. And if they have Apache sprayers, the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty, and a lot less hassles, a lot easier growing season, fuel efficiency unlike any other, no other sprayer has this kind of fuel efficiency as the Apache sprayer. A little easy on the input costs. The Apache sprayers have the lightest footprint in the industry. What does that mean? Well, there's less compaction on your ground, but you're in the field when your neighbors aren't. And with that mechanical drive system, you get a more rugged machine, easier to maintain. Models from 750 gallons to 1,200, booms up to 132 feet. New, great financing. Used, great deals. See the Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache. Mandan, across from Bonanza. Frontier south of Fargo off exit 60. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. See him today online at highplainsapache.com. The travel alert for northeast North Dakota now due to areas of icy road conditions and reduced visibility, making travel challenging. Communities and areas included in the travel alert, Grand Forks, Grafton, Pembina, and surrounding areas. Be careful. If you have a road report wherever you are, we'll love them. Phone us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, what'd you watch this weekend? Super Bowl, debate, or both? What'd you think? Just let us know what you thought of that. What's on your mind on this Monday?
Puppy Bowl.
Don't tell me the Puppy Bowl, please. I love puppies, but I didn't succumb to that marketing gimmick.
Actually, the cute part was there was somebody had videoed their puppy watching the Puppy Bowl, and every time a dog would get going, he would stand up on his hind legs and, you know, wave his arms and go crazy and stuff. That was kind of cute, but I know if you spend 2 hours watching the Puppy Bowl, holy cow, more commercials than the Super Bowl.
Have we come to that now? We're videotaping our puppies watching the Puppy Bowl.
It was cute. Well, it's not my Facebook page. You can see it, but it was cute.
I believe it is. But there's so many spinoffs now of what to do on the Super Bowl that it's not even funny. Best commercial, like by far, like off the charts fantastic. That, by the way, caused a firestorm on the left. They went ballistic. Snapped. Caused a big Twitter battle over this commercial. You know what I'm talking about? Folks, good stuff. This was the only commercial that caused me to laugh out loud. The only laugh out loud moment of the entire Super Bowl.
The only LOL moment?
Yes. Now, that's a pretty good sign for a good commercial, isn't it?
True.
And beyond amused and, oh, that's kind of cute, and oh, I like that, and oh, that's funny, you know. Kind of that, you know. Side comment that you actually laugh out loud. I did. What am I talking about? You know? Find yourself laughing out loud at any other commercials? Which one was it? What happens during the commercials for you, Todd? Do you turn up the sound? Do you lean a little closer?
The thing is, if you want to, and this year I didn't, if you want to, though, you can download them all ahead of time.
Yeah,
so you can watch all the commercials and then take the braces you need to take them. So
kind of ruins the fun of the whole thing.
I know.
I mean, I saw that they were out there. I didn't do that. I waited for the actual Super Bowl. Risky because you can, you know, get a lot of chatter going on and missing it during the break. But I thought it was pretty good. I thought they were all pretty darn good. So what you know, lay it on me. Tell me what you think it was. All right. Favorite Super Bowl commercial. Funniest Super Bowl commercial. Like heads and tails.
The LOList?
The LOList. That is actually a phrase.
It is now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, but it is now.
And I had to think about it a little bit. At the moment, I was not connecting the dots. I was just taking it as an entertaining commercial, but there was a bigger message there. Larry wants in. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Hey, I thought the Skittle ad with the portrait was the funniest one.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm trying to remember. It's not on my list. It's not the one I was looking for, but it was good. I'm trying to remember.
Steven Tyler, Aerosmith.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And they had like a little cartoon of him or something. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it was Skittles. It was him and Skittles.
Him and Skittles with the lips down below. And he's
right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one I enjoyed and I understand NARAL is complaining about was the Dorito ad and the ultrasound with the little baby in the womb.
Yeah, how do they complain about that?
They said it was humanizing the fetus. that tells you how ridiculous
NARAL
is. What is
it, if it's not a human?
Should this not be every bit of ammunition we need to show how ridiculous an organization NARAL is? I mean, unbelievable.
Humanizing a fetus.
Yeah, that's what they said. This is the controversy I'm talking about. Wow. Chris on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Chris.
Morning. Yeah, kind of in line with the other caller there. I'm not on Twitter or any of that, but I would have to say it's probably the Doritos commercial that got the left.
Yeah, it's so good. Did you laugh out loud when you saw it? Did you see it?
I did laugh out loud, and I don't laugh out loud very often, but I did laugh out loud at that.
Me too. I'm just like, that's hilarious. And for those that missed it, a young mother is in the hospital getting ready to deliver the baby, I think, right? I don't know.
Well, how close they were delivering the
baby. Anyway, the ultrasound. Ultrasound, and then Dorito made her have the baby, but
yeah,
like,
there you go.
It still humanized the fetus thing. It is a living and reacting being. So the
dad is sitting there with the Dorito, eating his Dorito, and he's noticing on the ultrasound monitor as he takes the chip from the bag to his mouth that the baby's like reaching for the chip right from the ultrasound monitor and kind of gets the mom to be gets so mad at this goofball dad that she takes a chip and flings it. Well, then the baby goes flying out of the mom for the chip. I guess you had to see it, but it's hilarious. It's very funny and it's tasteful and it's well done and it was a laugh out loud moment. It was all the way as the previous caller said, NARAL. What do they even stand for? I don't know. Some pro-abortion group. And they argue on Twitter, start this big fight on Twitter when this gets tweeted out that how insensitive it was of Doritos to, do that ad and humanize.
Why do I feel like these aren't people that actually eat Doritos in the first place? So maybe Doritos shouldn't worry about losing that particular organization.
I think these are people that get up every day and think abortion's a good thing, and I don't know, you'd have to be miserable to think that. So when your life is to defend abortion, I don't know how seriously? It's a Super Bowl commercial for crying out loud. My
goodness. Go eat your tofu and sit in a corner. Did I say that out loud? Wow.
Oh, my God.
They don't eat Doritos. That's the point. They don't even eat them anyway. Who cares?
Unbelievable. But more on that in a moment. Others welcome as well. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month-long specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A box full of my pillows that I'm bringing along to the K-Fire Agri International, Todd.
So for me to like lay down, you know, like lay down on the floor behind you while you're doing the show, and
no, they're for us to give away.
Oh,
we're gonna give away
cool.
To some fine listeners who stop by to see us. So
fantastic.
Come on by. Yeah, exactly. Details as we air, as we begin the program tomorrow. But if you want in on a free my pillow, all you need to do is stop by and see us. K-Fire Agri International, broadcasting live tomorrow and Wednesday for the big event. Won't that be fun? Washable, hypoallergenic pillows. And you might not know this, but pillows and bedding can be a major contributor to allergies and asthma. Pollen, feathers, there's dust mites, there's mold. Major triggers for allergies and asthma. So when you have a washable, hypoallergenic pillow, you can wash it in hot water and dry it on a regular basis. This is a healthy pillow. This thing took an extra half year creating a pillow that was completely washable and dryable, plus non-allergenic. And has that patented fill that adjusts to you. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT to get the two-for-one deal, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. We're talking Super Bowl commercials. We're talking about that debate on Saturday night. We're talking about the weather out there and the road conditions, whatever's on your mind. Give me a ring at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Last thing I'll say on this Doritos commercial, I think the reason they have all this pro-abortion, choice, whatever they are, activist group, you know, they have to push back against this stuff because if, for one, I think it's hard to argue that that was not the best commercial, and there was ultrasound in it, showing the life of a baby, and any time that prompts conversations, of course they're not going to like that. Science and what, it provides, like in the use of ultrasound, does more to destroy the argument of folks that are pro-choice than anything anybody who's pro-life could do. Just look at the science. Just actually look at it. So I get why they don't like it, but it's rather amusing. Calm is where we're going next. Tim, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm calling in about the Super Bowl AM radio coverage. And at the outset, I'll say I am in the minority. I fully acknowledge that. But the daytime radio, AM radio, that were carrying the Super Bowl coverage, as soon as the sun goes down, you can't hear nothing. And I flipped around on my AM dial trying to catch something so I could listen to the game because I don't have internet and I don't have TV. So I am in the minority. I came from a church meeting or annual meeting. I don't want to go into the bar after the church annual meeting. because I think you can get that. And the only way I could listen to the game was to finally, I got KOA out of Denver. No local radio stations are carrying the game. So that's my comment. It's not a complaint, but, you know, it is the big game of the year, and no local radio is carrying it. So that's all I got to say. Thanks.
All right. Tim, appreciate that. Todd, anything you want to weigh in on that since he's talking about K-Fire? You can't hear everywhere day and night.
Yeah. No, you know, we haven't had the last few years. It was always on our sister's sports station, but contract ran out and couldn't come to terms.
That's right. Todd was a tough negotiator, and they said no mas. Jim, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I think yesterday we finally found the man that is as arrogant and self-absorbed as Barack Obama, and that's Cam Newton.
I didn't watch the end of the game, the press conference or whatever, but I heard that he went off the rails a little bit. What did he say?
He just walked off, and he had no congratulatory stuff to anybody. You know, and then they had that Superman's T-shirt on, and he had that week, and there was an article in the paper where he said he takes the attributes of all the great running quarterbacks, the great throwing quarterbacks, the great play callers, and puts them all together, and that makes him. I mean, he's right up there with Barry, with a self-absorbed, arrogant. I was never quite so happy to see somebody lose a Super Bowl all my life that it was him.
Now, what did you call him earlier? Some kind of human being?
Pardon?
I said, what did you call him earlier? Some kind of human being? I didn't hear all
arrogant.
Right. Oh, he's an arrogant human being. Okay.
Yeah.
His mom evidently sent him a text before the game and suggested that he take a long, hard look at his comments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was again before the game, not knowing what the outcome would be. Did you hear about that at all?
I didn't hear about that, but I just know that he's an angry, self-absorbed. There's no question that he was graced with God, but a great very athletic body. There's no question about that. But that doesn't make you a great athlete for sure.
His mom texted him, and he must have put this out because otherwise, how would we know it is there? Unless she did, I guess. But it says, I want you to understand that hot and cold water comes out of different fountains. You are either hot or cold. You have a big problem. You have a big platform, rather. Which fountain are you? Don't let the devil win over your words or speech to represent the dark world, but represent the awesome God you serve through your words. Don't confuse the devil and the enemy of what side you are on. Speak boldly to the nations that you represent. Christ, for the great things he has done. Through your language and actions, speak words to uplift and not tear down. Don't promote the devil's workshop. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The devil don't like positive words. That's why he keeps attacking, because he ain't happy. You win with your character and powerful words that you speak. Cam, you are highly favored. God is on your side. Why should you fear what man should do or say? Remember God. I love you more than you imagine, and I'm so proud of you, says his mom.
Pretty good statement.
It is, but maybe this is something. Maybe this is something he struggles with, right?
He does. Easy for me to say. I would. I don't know if I. Graced with. All of a sudden you're a gazillionaire, and everybody's. I think telling you the greatest things since sliced bread. All you have of yourself, a little humility, is goes a long way in this world. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, and it is certainly a struggle, but. Pride come
right.
Before the fall. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Jim. I just thought I'd interject
and defend Cam Newton just a tad bit.
Yeah, was he not that cocky, did you think? I didn't see any of the postgame stuff, so I don't know.
I think we have to remember that football, especially at this level, when you get to the Super Bowl especially, it's an emotional game, and it's these guys, they work very hard to get to this particular point, and I could just speak as someone who has a stepfather who played on three Super Bowl losing teams. it's tough, man. When you lose one of those things, it's really a hard thing to swallow for a lot of these guys. And some guys, you know, handle it a little better than others. I mean, Peyton Manning, he's lost Super Bowls before, and he's always, you know, when they got blown out by Seattle 2 years ago, I mean, he handled it with grace and class. But it's very difficult for everybody to do that, and that's part of why this league is what it is, because there are so many different types of people, and they handle things differently, and they handle emotions differently. And, you know, Cam probably looked at last night how he handled the press conference, and he's probably regretting it now. But I don't know. I'm not willing to crush him for that, because it's an emotional game. It's if anything, it just shows you how much he actually cares and how much he, you know, how competitive he is and how much he wants to win, because when he doesn't, he's not happy about it. So,
for sure.
That's just my two cents.
I think the note from his mom suggests that this is something she's working with him on, and pretty cool to have a mom that gives you that kind of advice, and hopefully gets a little better every time he has to be in one of those tough situations. But appreciate that, Manny. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline has me thinking about a little bit of bacon right now. Tangy summer sausage.
Mm.
Sound any good or what, Todd?
Mm.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Precisely. Unless you get an off-air call, go ahead and roll one of those while we're waiting for these
guys. Yeah, this is good.
The Super Bowl yesterday. Well, I fell asleep in the second quarter. Missed the halftime show, missed most of the commercial, woke up in the third quarter. The game was really boring. But one highlight, I do have to say, no, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan one little bit. I can't stand her. But I have to give her kudos. She did one of the best national anthem to the opening show that I have ever heard of the Super Bowl. She remembered the words. She didn't try to make it all fancy and all that stuff. Didn't try to put all the extra little touches on and everything. She sang it pretty straightforward, and I thought she did a great job. I have to give her kudos.
All right, Lady Gaga. I like that performance. Texter says, hey, it's Pete and Dickinson. I thought most of the commercials were Bush League. CBS spent most of the commercials plugging their own shows. I haven't seen a good car commercial in years. They're all the same. My favorite was the Avocados from Mexico commercial with the aliens. That was pretty good. Also, Budweiser should give Peyton Manning some money for his plugs for them. He's a class act. More athletes and public figures should take a cue from him. I guess he didn't get paid for that, but he does have a couple of distributorships. So, Sherman,
so he's
grabbing
a couple of bottles off the line and head home then?
Though. I guess so, yes. Sherman, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I want to... Broncos might have won the Super Bowl ring, but California won the Super Bowl.
Why is that?
For example, Cam Newton made $60,000, and he had to pay $118,000 in taxes.
No, oh, yeah, no kidding. How about that? Thank you for the high taxes, right? Yeah, good point. Jamie Bismarck, quickly, what's on your mind?
I was just kind of curious why you thought Rubio lost that debate. All he did was respond to Christie's questions there, and every time at the end of his responses, he'd tell him that Obama's not an idiot and wants to ruin this country, and Christie sits there and bitches at him about it. I thought he was right on the money by saying that. Christie's the one of this canned response all the time. I'm a governor, and I got to get things done. You senators can sit there and talk about it. The guy says that in every debate. I wish Rubio would have threw that back in his face.
I guess the reason I think it was effective of Rubio, or of Christie rather, is because the media picked up on it so much after and pounded away on Rubio, and I didn't know how he performed. But I don't disagree. Rubio had a pretty good performance. I'm not disagreeing with you there, but I think Christie got a punch in anyway.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota, an exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Stark, Divide, Adams, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. Then my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. I want to tell you about B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, of course, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected, along with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and hassles. Right now, you trade in any mobile phone and get $200 off an eligible Samsung device. Be part of the Samsung Galaxy with an S6 and S6 Plus with a Note 5. You get one trade-in device per transaction. Trade-in value applied to purchase at register. We'll have all the details at the store for you. B-Mobile is everywhere you're at, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. Locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. Find a location near you at bmobile.com to connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Somebody else watching that debate
this weekend. Paul in Moorhead, what's on your mind, Paul?
Hi. I was watching the debate, and there were a couple of questions I found rather interesting. The first one was they said it was a question of race, but they came around to the police, you know, killing all these innocent black people. And they never let Carson have a crack at that question. And the other one also should have been asked of Carson, but he was totally neglected, and that was on his stance on life and abortion. And they never asked him on either one, and I think that's cowardice on the part of the moderators.
I noticed that, Paul. Good catch. Appreciate the comment. Thank you. John and Bismarck, quickly before we go to our guest here on What's on Your Mind, go ahead.
Yeah, I just started to reiterate about that Lady Gaga. To me, I think that was probably the best part of the whole Super Bowl. It made me feel proud that I was American. Where she, you know, usually sure her antics are a little bit over the top, but I thought she was she nailed her, and that was a good deal. And as far as Cam goes, I know he's a young man, and he's a big he's on a big stage, but maybe the pressure and everything. He just didn't look like himself yesterday. He looked like he was just overwhelmed.
Tough day. Absolutely, John. Appreciate the call. Kelly Armstrong is here. Kelly's chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. We want to announce some big news that we mentioned briefly last week, but the Republican Party is sanctioning, I guess is the word, a debate with all three gubernatorial candidates prior to the convention, which is unbelievable. And it is something you can attend if you like. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just say, in fairness to Cam Newton, they made Tom Brady look pretty bad the week, 2 weeks before, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's that. Give the credit to that Bronco defense, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good. So you have a Super Bowl of debates for the governor's race for this. What's the buzz about the big announcement? Tell us.
Yeah, you know, it's just we have three great candidates, and the last time we've had an open governor's seat was in 2000, and this is just something the party thought we should put on. And it's going to be a big deal. It'll be broadcast live on TV. It should be streamed on the internet, and I think it'll be carried live on the radio. But you would know more than me about that.
Yeah, Todd and I are working on it, moving things around, doing what we can for sure to get it cranking on statewide radio too. So it will be a lot of fun. There's a lot of attention on this race right now, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of interest in this, and I mean, for a lot of different reasons. Presidential politics has got people more geared into this. Our grassroots are fired up in the Republican Party. And, I mean, for good, bad, or indifferent, right now there's only one party to talk about as far as candidates going. So, everything's coming towards us. And I think a lot of that has to do with our candidates. They're three great people that are looking to take control of North Dakota and move us into the future.
What kind of attendance are you hearing about at the district conventions? Is it up? Is it higher than normal?
It's been incredibly good. Every room's been packed. I mean, a lot of people are completely filling out the delegate slots, and the ones that aren't are getting a lot of interest that they'll fill as they move forward. It's been a lot of fun to go to these district conventions. There's a lot of energy, and the rooms have been full.
And you touched on this, but the Democrats, there's another story today, say that they're focusing on, the younger folks and the undercard, and yet they expect to be competitive at some point. What do you make of the Democrats having a tough time recruiting candidates for the statewide races?
I think they're trying to change the narrative. I think, we have supermajorities in the House and the Senate, and I think they're trying, because of the struggles they're having right now, I think they're trying to change the narrative as to what they could possibly declare a victory.
So it's sort of like lowering expectations here a little bit of what they're going to have ultimately in the way of candidates?
Yes.
Surprise you? I mean, this is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I've been asked this question a lot, and I'm an ex-baseball coach. At some point in time, you got to start just worrying about your team and moving forward on what we're trying to do, and that's what we're doing. I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to have some candidates, and we're going to have to work real hard to get elected in November. So,
keeping your eye on the ball.
Absolutely.
Another baseball
metaphors the day after this
metaphor. All right. Well, March the 9th, and how do folks get tickets for the big debate?
They can call headquarters, ask for Janine. She will put you on the list. We're still working that out, but it's a first-come, first-served deal. So if you call in, you'll go on the list, and we'll get it all squared away for you.
All right, so reserve your tickets.
701.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Say that number.
I was going to say 701-255-0030.
All right. That's how you get your name on the list to get tickets. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you,
serving
Scott.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.